The pasuk says, "Parshas Bahar, ki avadehem asher tzesi eschem eretz Mitzrayim layimkuru memkeres ovid." And the Bnei Yisachar in a sefer Derech Edosecha quotes the Alshach that, interestingly, the Torah uses the word eved to describe our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the difference between an eved and a employee, a worker, is that an eved is obligated and connected to his owner 24/7. That's what the pasuk says. Keli b'nei Yisrael avodim. We have to be, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the relationship of an eved, that we are completely dependent and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says the halacha requires that we say Krishma Shachris V'Arvis in the morning and in the evening. What we're declaring every time when we say Krishma is that we are avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says, interestingly, that in Krishma there are 245 letters. 2 times 245 is the gematria of Tamim. Tamim tia Hashem Melekecha. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the relationship of Tamim, complete servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Hoylech b'derech Tamim. A person who serves Hashem b'derech Tamim, as a Tamim, hu yishar seini. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to serve Him. There's a very interesting Gemara, Masechet Ksubos, Daf Samech Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, "Who the Asul Kamed Rav Nechemya?" There was an individual that came to Rav Nechemya. Amalei b'ma tesoyed. Rav Nechemya asks, "What do you eat?" Amalei b'basa shamed v'yayin yashin. And this individual, who was obviously a poor person, he needed to eat in someone else's home, says, "I'm accustomed to eat expensive meat, expensive wine." Rav Nechemya obviously did not live that lifestyle. He saw to him, "Ritzoin chashitikagel mi b'adashim, I could serve you beans." Gilgal mi b'adashim, that's what they ate, and this person not being accustomed to that type of a diet or mace. And then the Gemara tells us, "Haudasil kamei d'rava." There's an individual came to Rava, Amalei, and Rava asked him, "B'mata soid, what do you eat?" Amalei, "B'tekana goylus b'tumma v'yayin yoshin," says, "I eat expensive poultry, expensive wine." Amalei, "V'leichayish l'ducha de tzibura," are you not concerned you're living off tztaka, that the tztaka has to serve you such expensive food? Amalei, so this person says, "Otum b'deduka achilna," am I eating, is the community supporting me? But Rachmana Kachilna, I'm eating what Hashem is the one that supports us. The Tanina, as we say, the Pasuk in Ashrei, Eni Kalalach Yisabeiru, Vata Noisem Lehem Is Ochlam B'Itoi, B'Tom, not at the right, their time, Loin Nemer, El B'Itoi. Elamid, Shokalach V'Echa Noisem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Penasosu B'Itoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody what they need. And says the Gemara Adahochi, while they're having this conversation, Osa Achse de Rava, the sister of Rava arrived, the Loichazile Tlesa Shnei, that they hadn't seen each other for 13 years, Vasile, and she brought Tanagoylus Ptuma V'yayin Yoshin, this poultry and wine. Ama Maida Kama, so he asks him, what happened that you came now with this food? Amalei, and Rava says to this person, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you what you need. And the question, of course, is the two aniyim, the two poor people in this Gemara, had the exact same reaction. Yet we find that the first person had a very tragic situation, and the second person got the expensive food. Why? So the Pesach Tshuva answers, it depends on bitachin. If you don't live with bitachin, and the proof that the first person in the first ani was lacking bitachon, says the Peschei Tshuva, is because when he was offered by Rav Nechemya to eat beans, he accepted that. He obviously didn't live with the bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give me what I need. If you don't have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the end could be very tragic. The ani that was in the conversation with Rava showed his absolute faith and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somebody who has that type of relationship, the relationship, as we just discussed, of Tamim Tiyah Meshem Lekecha, that is the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who indeed gives him everything that he needs. But it's important, the question that comes up is that the Gemara Masechta Gedushin Daf Lamed Vav teaches us that Meir says, Benkach or Benkach, no matter how Klal Yisrael acts, Kruim Bonim, they're always called the children of Hashem. And even when Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, are doing Averis, they're calling Bonim Lam Shem. So why over here, asks Rav Dushinsky Zatzal, do we find that the Torah calls them Avadim? So he explains, somebody who accepts upon himself to do what Hashem wants of us has to, the way that is to accomplish, the way that's effective, is only if he's completely devoted and dedicated and recognizes that he needs to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us that when we say Krishma, we're not allowed to focus on anything else and not greet anybody and not do anything, because that demonstrates how we are completely connected and devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and we know, he says, that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim only after 210 years, not the 400 years they were supposed to be Mitzrayim. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to take us out of Mitzrayim early was because we were subservient to Paro. And as Klal Yisrael was subservient to Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that if they would become more and more entrenched, they will never be Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he needs to take them out to make sure that that goal, that we should be Avdei Hashem, should be able to be achieved. So he says, that's Pshat. Ramey says, indeed, Klal Yisrael Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one could take away that reality. As Ramey says, Benkach u Benkach, no matter where we are, and no matter how we are behaving, we are Bonim Lashem. But, says Rav Dushinsky Zitzal, the level, the Madrega, of being Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is even a greater level than just being Bonim. And because Klal Yisrael are Bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that they should be able to get up and rise up to the Madrega being Avodim, because he loves us so much, because we are his Bonim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw necessary was to take us out of Mitzrayim, and immediately after he takes us out of Mitzrayim, we will be able to receive the Torah, which is the way that one can become even more of a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ever to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what is the ultimate goal of every Jew. When a Jew declares Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what he's really declaring is that I am Avod, I am Eved Hashem. And when he does it twice a day, and when he does it all of the day, he's declaring that Tamim, this is my complete and total essence.